With Mrs. Allie Graham here in Allen County, Kentucky. Today's date is May 29th, 1984. Just to make my records correct, Mrs. Graham, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Would you please spell your full name?
A-L-L-I-E. G-R-A-H-A-M.
You don't have a middle name?
Francis.
All right. I want your full name.
F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
All right. And what was your maiden name?
Weaver. W-E-A-V-E-R.
Okay. Then you're Allie Francis Weaver Graham, if we
That's
put
right.
it all together.
That's right.
Okay. And what your spouse's name?
Harry Graham.
Well, did he have a middle name?
No.
And would you spell his full name, please?
H-A-R-R-Y-G-R-A-H-A-M.
Okay. Now, you're a widow.
That's right.
How long have you been a widow?
Since September the 8th, 57.
A long time.
Yes.
Now, your occupation?
Housework.
Housework. That's a big one. What did your husband do?
Farmed.
He farmed. Uh-huh. How long have you lived here at this address?
Since 72.
Mm-hmm. You have a trailer here.
Yes.
Does your family live nearby?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just was a wire fence between us and we taken it down.
Oh, okay. Then they're next door.
Yeah, they're next door. That's right.
Okay. And where did you live before you moved here?
Well, we lived down in the Halifax community in the lower edge of Allen County.
On a farm?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. That's where you and your husband live?
That's right.
And how long did you live there?
Well, the last farm was 18 years. We married in 25 and lived on farm all the time.
But different farms?
Yes.
Where was the first one you lived?
It's all in the same neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Never lived outside of Allen County.
And so where were your parents from then?
Here in Kentucky.
In Kentucky? Where in Kentucky?
Well, my grandfather Pruitt was over near Halfway, and my grandmother Weaver was near Halifax.
And your parents?
That was my grandparents, and this is my parents. They live near Halifax.
Near Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what did your parents do?
They farmed.
Okay. What were their names, your parents' full names?
Tom Weaver and Mandy Weaver.
And what was Mandy's middle name, or her maiden name?
Pruitt.
Mandy Pruitt Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Tom Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What level of education did they have?
Well, not too much. I couldn't answer that.
It wasn't all that important
no.
then?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. What is your religious preference?
Missionary Baptist.
And what is your birth date?
February the 13th, 19-1.
Which makes you 83 this year.
Mm-hmm. 83.
Where did you go to school?
At Liberty.
Okay. And how far did you go in school?
Oh, about the fifth grade, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And where was Liberty School? Was that a one-room schoolhouse?
Or yes. There near Halifax store.
Okay. What did you like to do most in school, or what were your goals as you were growing up?
Well, I guess reading.
Your favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you plan to just marry and have a family?
Yes.
And not to enter the...
No, not enter no other school.
Okay. When did you learn to quilt?
Well, a very little girl. My mother quilted all that I could remember, had always quilted. And I just grew up with it.
Who taught, how did she teach you? How did you learn to quilt? Tell me about that.
Watching her.
Just watching her?
Uh-huh. And her showing me how, as she did it.
And just how old were you when she put a needle in your fingers? You
can't remember.
Before school.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Did she have any special way of teaching you? Or?
No, not any special. Just let me start in making, of course, any stitch I could until I learned how.
Mm-hmm. Then she learned how to use a needle. Mm-hmm. What were some of the patterns you made when you were learning to quilt?
Nine patch, little star, and what we call a string quilt. Now, do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
And piece it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
What Maud called block quilt, log cabin.
Oh, is that a block quilt?
No, a log cabin isn't a block quilt.
Okay, what's a block quilt?
Just a, say a 3-inch square or four.
Four, okay, mm-hmm. just blocks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just blocks any size.
Okay. What were your favorites when you were learning to quilt? Can you remember the first one you made?
Yes, a nine patch.
How old were you?
Oh, I expect about 9 years old.
Mm-hmm. And did you quilt that one? Did you do the whole
well,
thing?
Well, we did. Mother and sisters. I had two sisters.
Were they older or younger?
They were older.
Okay. Well, tell me who else in your family quilted. You said two sisters. What were their names?
Viola was and Nellie.
Mm-hmm.
They were both older, and we all quilted.
And are they still living?
No.
They're both gone. Have there been periods in your life when you were too busy to quilt?
Yes. When we bought our farm, our first one, while there's too many things to be done, I didn't have time. And when Evanelle come along, the daughter, I didn't have time then. So, but I've quilted some, you know, along.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a lot of quilts made when you got married to take?
Yes, I had plenty. I wouldn't say just how many, but enough to keep me warm.
Enough to keep you warm. When did you take up quilting again to any extent?
Well, in about 58.
What was happening then?
Well, my husband had passed away, and I moved in town, left the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I tightened up sewing and quilting.
You didn't tell me about the move to town. Where did you live in town?
Here, up next, near the water tank, here in Scottsville.
In Scottsville.
Mm-hmm.
And then how long did you live there?
From 58 to 72.
When you moved out here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So you left the farm then when your husband died?
That's right.
Okay. And moved to town. And then did you do quilts for other people
then?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. How much time do you spend quilting when you quilt?
Well, it usually takes me around 2 weeks to quilt a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
And we do my other work.
Yes.
Now, did that answer?
Well, sort of, but when you're quilting, how long do you sit at a time at the frame?
Oh, say an hour.
Hour at a time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hour, maybe an hour and a half. Then I've got to get up and walk.
That's good for you.
Mm-hmm. If nothing else, I'll get up down this trailer.
Okay, then you make sure that you get enough exercise.
That's right, you got to.
There was an article about that in a recent quilt magazine, mm-hmm. encouraging women to do just that, mm-hmm. and not sit for too long a period of time. And
that's right.
It's interesting too that you do that.
I do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you quilt then maybe an hour and a half?
That's right.
All through the day? There's no special time?
No, no.
Do you quilt it in the evening too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have the radio on or the TV on while you're quilting?
Yes, I do that.
Where do you get your quilt designs that you put in your quilt?
Well, mostly out of some quilt books.
You have some favorites?
No, you mean...
Books. And patterns.
Well, I've got lots of books. And just whatever the other feller wants. See, I make these for Bill.
Oh, you're still doing this for other folks?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. It's whatever pattern they want.
Well, what do you prefer for your own?
Well, the prettiest pattern that I do is the Star of Bethlehem. Mm-hmm.
And is that's the piecing, the Star of Bethlehem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think is, what in your opinion really makes a good quilt?
Good, nice, colorful pieces. Mm-hmm. And arrange those colors where they'll contrast with one another.
Okay.
And fasten your thread good, or they won't rip out.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's it.
Okay, you say then that the thread should be fastened good.
That's right.
And that the colors should be bright and contrasting.
That's right.
And that makes a good quilt.
That's what I think.
Okay. How about the quilting stitches?
Short. Short
stitches. Do you have as many to how many to the inch to do you like to strive for, or do you give that any thought at all?
I don't count.
You don't count?
No.
You just quilt close.
Now some material and some quilts are easier quilted. You can get more stitches on the needles in places than you can others.
Why do you account for the difference?
Well, some material is heavier, closer woven, and harder to quilt.
Harder to get the needle in.
That's right. And the cotton in there sometimes is a little thicker than it is others, and you can't get as many stitches on your needle when it's thick.
What kind of batting do you like to use?
The polyester.
Did you grow your own cotton and make your own bats when you were growing up?
Yes, ma'am. I did that.
Mm-hmm. Your mother did that too?
Yes, ma'am. My mother did all hers. And I did my first years. But of course, I'm not late years.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done that.
You've done that. Mm-hmm. Carded the cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
Made the bats?
Yes, ma'am.
Put it in. Now, were those as easier to quilt or harder to quilt?
They was easier, more even.
Uh-huh. Than the batch you buy now?
Yes, ma'am.
Was that cotton softer?
Well, yes. Really, it was.
Mm-hmm. And did how could you control that? Is it the way you would card it, or?
Yes, that's the way you do it. You have to get it all smooth and straightened out.
So that you don't have knots or lumps in it.
That's right.
Okay. What kind of a needle do you use for quilting? What size do you use?
It's a number 7 quilting needle.
Number 7 quilting needle. Mm-hmm. You find that's the easiest to work with.
Yes.
And
I want a little short needle.
Uh-huh. Do you use a coated quilting thread? What kind of thread do you use to quilt
the
with?
The regular quilting thread.
Mm-hmm. Do you stick to white or do you use colors?
Well,
white or off-white?
Where do you like to quilt when you're doing your quilting? Do you bring it in here in the living room?
Or? Yes.
And what kind of a frame do you use?
Well, I have the old-time frames, which was my husband's grandmother's. And I put it in there and get it stretched good and quilt some lines about through it that will hold the cotton top and lining together. Then I take it out of there and I've got the regular quilting hoops that I finish the quilting in there.
Where do you set up the old frames? Here in the living room?
Right in here.
You have room to put?
No, I don't have room, these big quilts that they want now. And I take it over and put it in my daughter's basement there, and then roll it and bring it back and quilt it here.
Uh-huh. I wondered about that. I know those old frames were large.
That's right.
Now, I made a king-size quilt that was 120 inches square. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to find something big enough to
it is.
Put that
well,
in.
Well, you just can't do it. Now, ordinary small quilt, I can do it here, but not these that I make now.
But you put your basting in it, and you baste around the whole edge of the quilt?
Yes.
And do you do any lines across it?
Yeah, I do lines all across it, quilting.
Say, I mean the basting when you're...
No, I don't baste it, only just around the edge.
Uh-huh.
But then I just put it in and quilt some lines along and roll it up and quilt another bunch and roll it up till I go over it, the whole quilt, that holds it together.
Okay.
Where they ain't puckers and wrinkles.
And then you bring it in and finish it on the hoop.
On the hoops.
Doing the finer stitches.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes,
uh-huh.
Ma'am.
That's a new approach. I haven't talked to anybody that did it that way. It sounds like a very good idea.
Well,
to keep it straight.
Well, it is. Now, I know of some folks that does do it all in the hoops, but I'm sure I'd have it puckered, you know,
or running off,
and what have you. And so I just do it this way.
Sounds like you're a perfectionist.
Well, at least it's my way.
Mm-hmm. Why do you make quilts?
Well, my friends and relatives wants these quilts and they pay me to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it's for the pay I get.
Then you...
And I enjoy it.
You enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something you enjoy that you can get paid for.
That's right.
Well, that's a good idea. That's not the same reason you made them in the first place, is it?
No, that was to keep me warm.
That was to keep you warm.
That's right. Now, I never thought of, you know, making them for anyone else. It took us our time to make them for our own self. We didn't have the material, and we had to have plenty of them. I don't know how you... I'm going to talk too much.
No, you're not. You just go ahead and talk. I want you to talk.
I don't know about you, but when I grew up, they were six of us children lived to be grown. And we had to sleep away from the fire. And you had to put enough quilts on your bed to keep you warm in the wintertime.
So it took a lot of quilts.
Yes, anywhere 6, 8, 10 quilts.
Mm-hmm.
And where there would be beds for us all, it took a whole lot of quilts.
Did you each have your own bed?
No.
Mm-hmm.
We slept together, us girls did.
And what kind of heat did you have? Did you have the stove or a
fireplace?
Fireplace. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't do a good job of heating the rooms away.
No, it sure doesn't.
Mm-hmm. So you had a lot of quilts growing up.
Oh, yes. My mother had plenty, and we had plenty when I married.
And then, gradually, now, when you married, did you have a fireplace for heat, or did you have a stove then?
We had fireplace.
Fireplace is still the same. And you have one daughter.
One daughter. daughter and a granddaughter and a son-in-law.
Mm-hmm. So you had quilts to spare, didn't you?
Yes, well, even Al helped make some back when she was growing up. But I had plenty of quilts for her and got plenty for Oneida.
Oneida is a
granddaughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like best? What's the most satisfying for you, piecing the quilts or quilting them?
Not too much difference.
Not too much difference.
I like to do them both.
Okay. Have you ever gone to a quilting bee or a quilting party?
Yes, back years ago.
Well, tell me about them.
Well, when I was in school, there was a boy that went to school when I did, and his mother had died, and he had a stepmother, and the girls got pieced to piece, each one, and they got it put together, and this stepmother gave us a quilting party, and each girl's supposed to go and quilt on the quilt, and we did, and they had a big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just laughed and talked and had a big time. And I've been to different ones like that.
Well, tell me about them. You know, I don't know too much about quilting bees and quilting parties.
Well, now, that's the most interesting that we had. But just a whole bunch get together of young folks or old folks either. And quilt, at that time, we had one in this room and one in another room. And we all, this many of us, and we quilted two that day.
So, and would you do this like once a week or?
Oh, no, just maybe once the spring of the year, or something like that. Just, or maybe you'd have one this week and maybe some other neighbor over yonder would have one another next week or something like that.
And you'd get together
mm-hmm.
and quilt on each other?
And the neighbors used to come and help quilt when, back in, I grew up. When I'd put in a quilt, my neighbors, two or three of them, would come and help me quilt, and then they got in one, I'd go help them quilt.
So whenever anybody had a quilt,
mm-hmm.
you would get together
yes.
and
mm-hmm.
quilt, help
mm-hmm.
each other quilt.
Just two or three neighbors, you might, would say.
And, well, then was it a pleasurable thing?
Oh, yes.
Everybody
yes.
enjoyed
it? Everybody enjoyed it, had a good time. And of course, it was just quilts to keep you warm. I call it everyday quilts,
well,
not like these are today.
Well, today they're more. Now, how do you see quilting having changed over the years? The attitudes toward it and this whole thing. Tell me all about that.
Well, their houses and the way of heating is so much different now. You don't need much cover to keep you warm at night.
Mm-hmm.
And folks today are looking for the looks of the quilt.
It's a fancy piece.
Yes. They look at that and they want to use them as a bedspread, not as a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, a whole lot of folks now, that younger people know nothing about it. And that's why I get so many orders, because these young ones don't have time. They work at public work.
Well, are any of the young ones learning how to do this?
A few. I hear of a few are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But not too many. They say I ain't got time.
Do you see that? How do you see quilting 20 years from now? Do you think it's going to stay around, or?
I just wouldn't say. I'd think so, but it'll kind of get to be an old thing, I imagine.
You think that it'll just die away?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. It's expensive. Making a quilt now is expensive. Material prints that you use has got a higher price, and everything's labor and all's higher.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But since it isn't a thing that is needed,
no.
you see it as
mm-hmm.
as something that isn't going to last.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm.
That people are mm-hmm. there might be. Well, now there's people like yourself, though. There's always going to be people that want quilts.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the the folks that makes these quilts are getting fewer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And such as me.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
I don't think so.
Okay. Sometimes folks say they want a Kentucky quilt, and I just wondered, what is a Kentucky quilt, and how is it different from anything else?
Well, I don't think so.
No,
okay. I don't remember it.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
Well, I guess I'd have to say yes.
Okay, well, tell me about that.
Well, in my quilting, these younger ones, little folks coming on, they'd want a quilt. And I have threaded up darning needle, you know, big needle, mm-hmm. with some kind of thread, thread with both ends in a knot together where it wouldn't pull through, and let them quilt on my quilt. And sometimes they'd make a stitch inch long and things like that. And I guess that would be learning them.
Yeah. And who were these people?
Well, Lorraine Tabor, a cousin of mine, and Sylvie Williams, a neighbor. And then since I came to town, well, Evenell was one other one. And then after I moved to town, I lived close neighbor to the Reverend Carlene Spears, and he had three boys, and then a little girl come along while I was there. And one of these little boys was 3 years old when I moved there by him, and he wanted to quilt, and I let him quilt.
Did he do anything with it?
Well, just make great long stitches, just play.
Just playing. Mm-hmm. Well, did any of these folks actually learn good quilting and learn to go ahead and make quilts because of your efforts?
Well, the Sylvie Williams, I understand, did. Now, she went to Louisville, and I don't know too much about her, but none of these others. Now, even Elle has learned to quilt. She quilted back, but she don't have time.
Mm-hmm. That's your daughter. Well, do you think she might see the day when
she might. She would.
Doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She would if she has the time.
Okay, then.
She likes to sew and can sew good, but she don't have time working at public work.
That's true. Mm-hmm. What about, what patterns do you use when you're teaching her? Did you just deliberately make an effort to teach her how to do piecework?
Well, no, I just like my mother did me. She watched me, and I just showed her, you know, how to do it.
As she went.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And you say you use quilt books. What kind, do you know the names of any of the quilt books or magazines that you
I can tell you that now. I can get the book, you see.
Uh-huh. Is it just one book, or do you get several?
Stacks
of them. Quilt World.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you use Workbasket?
Yeah, I've had that. Mm-hmm.
Quilter's Newsletter, you ever use that one?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Don't think so. I can get it just in a minute.
Well, we can do that. Why don't you get them? Let's look at them.
The Teacher of the Year, they gave me that one.
That's Kentucky Quilts and Their Makers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I said I hadn't heard of that, and I did. And this one.
America's Quilts and Coverlets, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And this is Joyce Weaver's.
Uh-huh.
And that's now I guess she brought me the most of these.
Okay, so let's see. Most some of these are Stitching Quilts is the name of that one. Let's look at this one. Some of these are new to me. Oh, Crochet World. Most of this is the series of Stitching Quilt books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then this one is Log Cabin Quilts. Oh, this has about 50 ways to put a log cabin together, doesn't
right.
it?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And here's Quilt World. So you have quite a collection here.
Well, folks bring it for me when they find one.
Uh-huh. And then you use these to get patterns out of.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when you do that, do you get, do you follow it exactly?
No.
No.
Do it like I think it's best.
Like you think it's best, okay. So you don't always follow a pattern the way it's written?
True, no.
Okay, do you know any men who quilt?
Yes, not quilt, no. Piece.
Piece?
Paul Dalton, here in Scottsville. I've quilted some of his quilts.
Have you really?
I have, that's right.
I didn't know that. I thought he did his quilting also.
I don't know anything.
Okay.
He pieced them, but I did too. I quilted.
Particularly since we're doing these studies and preserving the work of people to know who did what.
Well, yes, I would agree there, but I didn't begin it when I begun doing this, and I just don't.
Well, it's not too late to start. You really should. You should, or have, you know, you can send for these labels, see them in magazines, and just have quilted by in your name, and you could just, sew a label on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess that's right, but I don't have.
Well, think about it. Well, talking about quilts done by a man, do they work, is their work different than that of women's?
No, Paul's wasn't. Now, that's the only one that I ever quilted that a man did do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a nephew that pieced some on a quilt years back when he was growing up. And my brother did years ago, but that's been years and years and years ago.
Mm-hmm. And what are their names? Your brother's name was?
Garland Weaver.
Garland Weaver.
And my nephew is Andrew Weaver.
Andrew Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't work with it anymore.
No, my brother's been gone. Years and this boy. No, he went to work at Public Work when he got out of school.
What do you do with your finished quilts, your own?
Stack them up in yonder.
Mm-hmm. And then you say you do quilt for other people.
That's my main thing. I don't do much for myself anymore. Don't need them.
And you do this for almost anybody that comes and asks you?
Well, I have to turn them down for this too many asking.
I see.
And then I've been doing them for Joyce Weaver and her sister, and they can't get satisfied.
They want too many.
That's right.
So you have to sort of control how much.
That's right. You can just do so much.
And how long have you been doing that?
Well, I'd say since 38.
You've been quilting
Since 38, 58.
Since 58, you've been quilting for other people,
that's right.
And
I did do some before that time, but not too much. And since I've been here in 72, that's been my main work, I quit sewing.
Okay, so then actually your occupation is quilting, isn't it?
Quilting.
Way back when we put down your occupation as housework.
Well,
but now your occupation is
at the present time. Yes, and I still do what housework's done.
Well, yes, but that's just like breathing, isn't it? It's something you got to do.
Yeah, it has to be done. Ought to be oftener than what did.
Do you sell any of your quilts?
I have sold some.
And was that just to special people? What was the criteria there?
Well, just I didn't really need them, and I just sold some.
Okay. Do you mind telling me what dollar value you see that you would put on a quilt?
Well, let me see. The last one. $160.
And how big a quilt was that?
Well, it would have been about 90 by 110.
Just about fit a queen size bed then.
That's about right.
Was that the most you ever got for one?
Yeah, I guess $160 was the most I ever got.
And people just come to you for quilts. You don't make any effort to sell them.
Oh, no. Don't need to advertise.
How long have you been, when did you start selling quilts?
Well, I guess the last 10 years.
Last 10 years. What do you do with your old quilts, or do you have old quilts that have worn out? What did people do with those?
Well, what I've got, we wrap up potatoes and things like that.
You don't try to save them?
No, not really. When they get past using, they're something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever put any of your quilts in shows or contests?
I have. The county fair is all here.
Did you win anything?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
Well, it was, I think I got $3.
But was it the best quilt, or?
It was the old quilt, the nicest old quilt.
I see. And when was that? How long ago was that?
Oh, I'd say 15 years ago.
You haven't shown any since?
No.
Do you feel like that there's been a change in people's attitudes about quilting? We talked a little bit of that before.
Yeah, quite a bit. Lots.
Mm-hmm. They just...
Some have just went crazy over it.
Uh-huh. So you see a sort of...
Yeah, a big change. Yeah.
A big change. Mm-hmm. You see this as positive?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you account for the change? Or can you?
I can't.
Mm-hmm. No ideas?
Well, no, I couldn't say positive. What I think about it.
What you think about it. I hadn't really thought about
it. No,
that.
I hadn't.
What do you see as the value of quilting in your life?
Employs my hands and mind.
Keeps you busy.
Mm-hmm. Keep me busy.
Does it have any other value for you?
Well, money-wise.
Money?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any favorite colors that you use in a quilt?
Well, I guess green would be my favorite of all colors.
Of all colors. Mm-hmm. Somebody said once, that I heard somebody say several times, you always put red in a quilt. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. A lot of red. Want a lot of red.
And what's that about? Is there any special reason?
Well, brightens
it. It just brightens it up.
I think so.
But you don't have to have red in every quilt.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've made some not all red about them.
And you use a hoop frame. You use an old-fashioned, is it like a horse frame?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
To stretch your quilts in.
Yes, ma'am.
And you do your basic quilting that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And then you use a hoop. Now, mm-hmm. How do you put the hoop on a stand in here? How do you do that?
Yes, it's on a stand.
It's on
a stand. Just set up to it just like you would the old-timey frames.
Okay.
Just the same height and everything.
We've talked about how materials have changed. Do you think those changes are for the better? What kind of materials did you use when you were quilting as a girl?
Just any kind of scraps that was left of our clothing.
You would mix up kinds of material?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now?
Well, the most of it is bought material by the yard.
Mm-hmm. And they just go and buy materials, whatever they want in the quilt.
That's right, because so many people nowadays don't even do their sewing. They don't have any scraps left from the sewing.
So they've got to buy it.
Got to buy it.
Do you wash your quilts, or how do you clean your quilts?
Wash them.
You wash them?
Mm-hmm. Just in the washer.
Just in the washer. Run them through the dryer or hang them on the line?
Hang them on the line.
Mm-hmm. And they wash well?
Yes.
What makes a good quilt stitch? I think we talked about that a little before.
Well, short stitch.
Drill the short stitch.
The shortest, the neatest.
And do you ever applique quilts?
I don't like the applique. And I've never done a whole lot of it. I have done some.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not your favorite thing.
No. I'd rather piece it.
How about embroidery? Do you ever do any embroidery, fancy embroidery on your quilts of any kind?
I have done some of that. I pieced a night a Dutch umbrella, Dutch girl quilt, and it had some little flowers and grass on that embroidery.
Uh-huh.
That's about the most.
But then embroidery isn't one of your things.
Mm-mm.
For a quilt.
No.
And we've already talked about signing your quilts. You said you don't.
Don't.
Do you ever make up your own designs?
Oh, yes.
Do you have any of those quilts, or what are the colors? I mean, what are the names of them?
Well, not really. Well, this Morning Star, I made that.
Uh-huh.
That we saw the picture. Mostly I make up is the border that you put around the quilt.
Nice.
I like a border.
Uh-huh.
I think it adds to the
look. A pieced border.
Yeah.
And you make up your own designs for borders.
Yeah, that's motion.
Do you have a favorite quilt pattern?
Well, I guess it would be that Star of Bethlehem.
The Star of Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm. We're discussing some additional information that Mrs. Graham has thought about. And this has to do with, now how is it, these are quilts you've made since when?
September the 12th, 83, to May the 22nd, 84, I've quilted 15 quilts by hand.
For different people. And now you're telling me your favorite quilt is that not Star of Bethlehem, but which one is it? The star quilt that you've made so many.
Morning Star.
The Morning Star.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how many of those? You say you've made 15 of those quilts?
No, that's the Star of Bethlehem.
The Star of Bethlehem.
Uh-huh, that I've made the 14. 14, I believe, is what it is.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know how many of these in my time.
The Long Star.
Mm-hmm. I made a number of them. And according to my books, running over counting them, in the last 11 years I've made quilted 72.
My, that's from scratch.
Yes.
Brand new quilts. Uh-huh. And a lot of these were for other people.
Most of them are.
And they're all over the country.
All over the country.
Now, have people all over the country, how'd they get there? Did people call you or contact you from other places?
Well, it's neighbors and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Say one lady would have one made, and her friend or sister-in-law would see that, and then they'd have me to make them one.
Mm-hmm. And of the ones you make, is your favorite one to make that Morning Star?
The Star of Bethlehem.
The Star of Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mixing that up with the one you made.
Yeah, one that I have here. But I like to do them all. I like a change.
And don't you get tired sometimes of certain quilts?
Well, yes, I've got tired of a flower garden and quit. I made so many of them. They're hard to quilt. I mean, it's much over backhanded work in the flower garden.
Yes.
I
quilt by the piece.
Yes, always. And I told them I'd quit. Wasn't going to make her another one then.
How many of them do you think you might have made?
I've quilted more than I've pieced, quilted for those folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect I've quilted 8 or 10 at least.
That's in this time frame that you're talking about?
Yes, in the same frames that I'm working in now.
I must say. And that's all of this what, 72 quilts since you moved out here in 1972, that's in 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now, how many, do you have any quilting right now that you're working on?
No. I've quit for the summer.
You've quit for the summer. You take the summers off, do you?
Yes, because there's other things that I do, and then it's too hot. Your hands will sweat, although I've got the air conditioned here. But still, I just quit through the summer. I'm not going to do any more till fall.
Now, I guess you have a waiting list of people that want quilts.
Oh, yeah. There's this niece that this Morning Star is for, she wants a grandma fan like the one up top I showed you.
Mm-hmm.
That's waiting. And Joyce Weaver wants a just a block, begin in the center and just keep going around.
Oh, the trip around the world?
I don't know what you call it, just that's just a pattern. And now there's two that I know of. Mm-hmm. And another niece told me that when I got through with Joyce and Martha, why, she wanted one.
So you have your winter's work piling up on you. And you say you can quilt one in 2 weeks?
Yeah, usually.
Mm-hmm. That is, and those, as you say, they're getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They've got to be big enough, really, for king size. But yet they're aiming to use them, but just as a bedspread where they'll come down, you know, and over the pillow.
Mm-hmm. So it takes at least 100 inches, maybe 120 inches square.
Well, no, the Star of Bethlehem, the way the pattern runs out, it's almost 3 yards long.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as much. It depends on, you see this here, the pattern, you've got to do it so as your pattern is.
Yeah, the size of the quilt is controlled by the pattern.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Particularly in star quilts.
Well, yes, or blocks or anything else, really. Mm-hmm. Say that now this tumbling block, if you'd have put another whole roll on there, that'd have made it too big. Mm-hmm. Where this might be just a little too
narrow.
Apparent.
But it'd been a lot too big.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you ever use borders to widen your quilt?
Oh, yes.
And then that's where your own designs.
That's right.
This Lone Star we're looking at has a border of the diamond set point to point on their narrow side all the way around. And that is very striking.
Oh, it's beautiful. It adds to the quilt.
Well, you know, as usual, as we get to talking, there are more things that we want to put on the tape. And... you know, I'm grateful for these things that come up. Well, was there anything else that you had thought about?
Nothing that I think of now. That's what these little notes is what I put out here the other day.
Mm-hmm. So by way of explanation, I did a terrible thing. I got my dates mixed up and didn't appear at the front door the day I was supposed to, and Mrs. Graham had all of this information ready for me. Then I arrived 2 days later.
Well, I still had them.
Yeah, but we worked it out.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to have to pay too much penance.
No.
Well, thanks again.
Yes,
Graham.